When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Great.
What's that, the mini pops? I mean, I like the dirty bass line, but the...
I can't work out if she's being sexy or she's saying, come, we've got a single bed, so we're going to have to do it. Or we've got a single bed, so you're going to have to sleep on the floor. I can't work out what was going on. It's a great little song. Let's go to Matthew. Good evening, Matthew.
Oh, hello.
Dump. Let's go to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, good evening. Hello, Ian.
Hi. Hey, Nigel, how are you doing?
Hey,
you're
Nigel.
Right.
Not too bad, thanks. It's been quite hot this afternoon, hasn't it?
It has been quite hot, hasn't it?
Have
you
been in the garden at all?
I went for a walk this evening. It dawned on me. Oh. I haven't been out for a walk for a long, long time. So I went for a little walk and listened to a podcast. It was nice.
But on headphones, or?
On headphones, yes.
Yes, like the same sort of headphones you have with the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, it is on the phone, wasn't it? It was on the phone.
It was
on the phone, aren't they?
Yeah, going into real detail about how I listen to a podcast. Yes, the podcast was on the phone.
My phone is just an ordinary phone. It's not internet on it as well. It's just phone.
Mine has the power to download podcasts and things.
I got one that can do that, but it's too big to go in my pocket.
Yep.
I've got a nice tiny little to go in my pocket. I'll do your coronavirus jingle in a minute if you want.
Yes.
I've got one lined up in my head. Michael, my brother, wants me to say hi to my brother, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Give him a mention.
Big up yourself, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael. Look after your brother, please, Michael. Maybe pull your finger out, Michael, and look after your brother, Michael.
Oh, he's been good. He was good to me earlier. He's quite friendly. We had a long chat for about 10 minutes.
Okay. As long as you're happy, Michael, with Nigel living on his own, Michael.
No, I'm not. I made a new girlfriend today.
Yeah.
From Singapore. She's got her own flat in Tunbridge, and single, living around about 40, she said she was. And she wants to get an aeroplane to visit her parents, but she can't go at the moment, of course.
She can't afford it?
No, she can afford it, but she can't go because there's no planes going to Singapore.
Good. That's the way it should be.
And she's got a bag packed and everything.
It's upsetting, but it's the way it should be, yeah.
Same, isn't it, really? But she goes a couple of months a year to see her parents. But she works in London, from Tunbridge to London by train.
Gosh.
Quite good, isn't it, really?
How did you meet her?
Well, I was sitting about 15 feet away from her on one seat and she was on another, and I got talking about the weather, and one thing led to another. I'm quite good at chatting up people.
Yeah, I can tell.
I had a good day, a good afternoon after that, really.
Brilliant. Well, that's things like that can make a real difference, can't they?
Well, it's good to have friends, isn't it?
It's good. Oh man, that's going to be the title of my autobiography. It's good to have friends. It's good to have friends. That's a great. Let me write that down. I'm going to write a song like that.
It's good to have friends. It's good to have friends. You should watch Friends on the TV. It's good to have friends. It's good to have friends. Watch the famous TV show.
Okay.
Straight in with the zeitgeist.
I don't need to write that song. It's already been. It's already been written. It's already been written.
I've forgotten it. Yeah. Anyway, I'll do coronavirus jingle. Can you record this, do you think?
Yes, we can. Amy, can you put in a blank cassette into the cassette player? Press record and play.
Done one so far as a coronavirus.
We've got two of yours. I've got two of your coronavirus songs. I also know that
you only put one up, didn't you?
On YouTube, yeah. I don't know if I'll put this up on YouTube. I don't know if I can be bothered. But I do know that a top DJ is remixing your first coronavirus song.
Oh, really? That's good. Is it DJ, the one that I worked with before?
Is DJ the one that you worked with before? Although I think he needs to change his name. It's just not that catchy. It's just not that catchy.
What, my song?
No, DJ, the one that I used to work with before. It's not, as names go.
Yes, yes. He put together the Miley Cyrus one, didn't he, as well?
Yep.
With you as the band.
Yeah. Right. Let's hear this. Let's hear this song, young Nigel. Right.
It's the coronavirus, stay indoors today. It's the coronavirus, you mustn't go outside today. People have told you to stay in, you must stay in all the time. It's the coronavirus, stay in, watch TV. And have a lunch or two and a drink or two. It's the coronavirus, stay indoors all day. It's the coronavirus, stay indoors all day. It will be nice when we can go out and enjoy the pubs and the cafes too. I would like to go out cycling too. It's the coronavirus, stay indoors and be safe.
Well done, Nigel. And how are you doing? You got food and stuff? You fed? You're clean?
Yes, I'm organised, but I go shopping once a day, I must admit.
Is there any chance you could not go every day and that maybe you could go every third day?
Because
I know, but as you said, as the lyrics of the song say, it's not really safe to go out. So if we can limit, I mean, I had to go out today.
My girlfriend was wearing a mask today as well.
But if you could maybe instead of going out every day, if you went out, say you went out on a Monday, say you didn't go out until a Thursday, that would make things a lot safer.
If I could find something else to do, yeah.
It's really not safe.
It's fresh air is what I used to having.
Well, you can go out for a walk and stuff, but it's going shopping every day. It's going shopping every day that is putting you at risk.
Well, not when I go into a shopping like in Tunbridge, there's no one there at all. It's completely empty.
Okay, I'll just say it one more time. Nigel, let me just say this one more time, and then you can do with this what you want. But I have to say it because I'm a concerned human being.
Yes,
it is going shopping every day that is putting you at risk. And if you could find a way to, you know, have 2 days at least in between each shop, that would make you safer. I've said it.
Okay.
And it's up to you what you do with that. Yeah, you think about it. All right. Okay. All right. All right, Nigel. Thank you, mate. Take care. Bye-bye. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03 44 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I had to go out today. I had to go and collect a prescription that I'd ordered. I had to order it 10 days ago because everything was slower. So I went to Prince's Risborough, which is where I get my prescriptions. They've got four chemists there. Isn't that funny? And I was a little bit, I had the apprehension, I think, that you had when you went shopping, Catherine.
Yeah.
But it was all right. It was all right. I went in, there was no one else in there. They've got screens up now in, you know, arrows on the floor, 2 meter marks. They've got screens up between you and the staff, and had a nice chat with the young woman that was there. She was a mum, and she had, I think she had 3 kids, and we were talking about kids and coping with it during that. And it was, but then the funny thing was, I noticed the banks were open. I didn't know that banks were open during this. And I had a cheque that's been burning a hole in my pocket since November, and I'm getting very, very close to it being invalid. Why do we say invalid and not invalid? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
One of them weird things, I think.
So I went into the bank, and they got plastic screens between you and the staff. That's a joke. They've always had them. And I paid a check-in, and I said, oh, I'm surprised that you're open. She says, oh, yeah, we've been open for ages. Oh, OK. All right. There you go. And that was it. And I had a little sort of, you know, slow drive around, and there were quite a few people there. It's a weird old time, isn't it? I don't think it will ever go back to how it was 6 months ago.
I can't see it, but I also noticed that there has been a shift in tone over the last couple of days, where before we were being praised for staying in and doing our bit, you know, and now it's, oh, people are going to be too scared. They're not calling it being cautious or listening to the advice. They're calling it coronaphobia. People won't go back to work when they're allowed to because of coronaphobia. And I think in my case, it's more to do with the fact that the advice we're given keeps shifting, so I'm going to wait till some consistency comes in before I make a decision about my safety and that of those people that I will have contact with. It's a really weird time, and I think it's becoming more obvious that, we were exposed to more risk than necessary at the beginning of this, so I'm going to wait, like I say, until there's a bit of consistency before I make some decisions.
0344 499 1000. Let me play another bit of music that Spotify recommended to me earlier on today. Listen to this, man. This is just incredible. Oh, hang on, I've got a loose cable. Oh, come here. There we go. What's going on with my... I've got loose cables. Hang on a minute, Catherine. Let me fix my loose cables. It's good to do this now.
Please, I wish you would.
It's good to do it now. So at the start of the next hour... There we go. Isn't that great? That's Floyd Kramer. That's great. Floyd Kramer was this old dude in the 60s, and he would do like instrumental albums of the Beatles' greatest hits. There's a Monkees one, and he would do these, the Floyd Kramer plays the hits of the Beatles, and then he does stuff like this.
Is that a Hammond organ?
I believe it could be. Hang on, bear with me for a moment. Bear with me, caller. Here we go. His.
Jambalaya.
Yes, mate, of course it's jambalaya. I now can't find him doing any Beatles or Monkees songs, and that's what I've sold. Hang on, bear with me, caller, bear with me. Bear with me, caller. That's right, caller, you want to speak to Mr. Jones? Okay, just putting you on hold. Find the Beatles. Maybe I imagine the Beatles, but just hang on 1 second.
I didn't imagine it.
This is great. Let's play that honky tonk piano. I reckon I could probably play this level of piano. I think I
really?
Could. I think I could do this level of piano. Hang on. Yeah, I could do that. Now we got a party going. 0344 499 1000. Catherine, what have you brought for us this evening? The show is starting to take off now. What goods? What delights, what you have for us, please, Ms. Boyle?
A lot of people amusing themselves by buying things online at the moment, and one woman in America got more than she bargained for, more than she bargained for. It's from the New York Post, but this person was in Dubai, ordered some fake Apple AirPods on Amazon in March, and was stunned when she opened the package to find that they are bigger than her head. They're massive.
What the earplugs thing are bigger than
massive.
Her head?
Yes.
Oh God, I want them.
I know, they look great. I got the air. I don't know where you stick them. I got the AirPods from Amazon last month, said Elise in a Twitter post last week. I knew they were fake because Amazon sells weird stuff, and it wasn't expensive. I was shocked. I'm not going to lie, but we move on. She said that she spent the equivalent of $62 for the fake AirPods, which normally retail for more than three times that price. Her post, which features a photo of the giant AirPods, received more than 72,000 retweets. Most of you are saying it's a hairdryer, but I say it's ear dryer, she said comically. that's the end of the story. It was just flipping massive. Let me try and find it and I'll retweet it.
Wowzers. Let's try, Amy, just hover. You know what to do. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hi. Is that you, Ian?
Who's that?
Hi. Oh, hello, it's Bob. You were talking about Floyd Kramer.
We're playing Floyd Kramer right now, Bob.
Right. Now, do you know his... I think he had one hit. Do you know what it was?
Cool. No, I don't know. What was it?
Right. On the Rebound. Look it up. On the Rebound.
All right. Hang on a minute.
You will know it.
All right. Let's have a little look. Here we go. We've got Floyd Kramer on the Rebound. I'm enjoying this little... Here we go. Yep. Oh, yes, man! You know this, don't you, Boy Lee?
Yeah, I do.
This is... Now, someone mentioned this used to be the theme tune for Pete Murray back on LBC in the 80s. You know what? We're reclaiming this, Catherine. We are reclaiming this.
Can I object slightly?
Go.
A guy I replaced on Three Counties Radio had that as his. And let's just say his fans were not welcoming to a 20-something woman taking over from a 60-odd-year-old bloke. You know
in that
I mean?
Case, it's gone. In that case, it is gone and it's replaced by this barnstormer. No, it's not. I didn't know he'd had an actual hit.
That's right. I also tweeted you a little while ago about Fox and Single Bed. You know, you played it a little while ago?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Fox was actually a lady called Noosha Fox. That's Noosha Fox.
Yeah.
And she was the sexiest woman on the planet at the time.
Wowzers. Spell her name, Noosha Fox.
Noosa, N-N-O-O-S-H-A.
N-O-O. Okay, let's have a little look. Let's have a look. I'll be the judge of this.
Well.
I know I can see that. Some people are telling me she's someone's... She's like... Her son is famous, but I don't quite see who.
I don't know. I don't know that.
All right. Well, Fox, the fox hunt continues. Thank you for that, Bob.
No, thank you.
Thank you, mate.
A great show.
Thank you very much indeed. 0344-499-1000. Let us go to Barry from Watford.
Good evening, guys.
We're having a little Floyd Kramer swing along honky tonk party.
I am loving it. And when the moment it turned into that honky tonk party, I thought that's the cue for the big guns to phone in like me. It's party time, isn't it?
I tell you what, Barry, we had such fun on Friday.
Yes.
With Angelos Epithemiou.
Yes.
We had to cut him off after 40 minutes just because we couldn't breathe, because we were laughing so much, constant laughter. Everything he said was funny. He was doing critiques of people phoning in and were asking him questions and playing songs.
Every now and again, I keep remembering what he said and I burst out laughing and people think I'm going bonkers.
It was the funniest thing. We were expecting you to join in, but that's fine. No. It was the funniest thing. He was superb. He really kept everyone spirits up. We have invited him to be the Keep Your Spirits Up special, Barry, and we're probably going to have to let you go, mate. You're being furloughed.
I can't do that to me, can you?
Yeah, we're going to have to furlough you because...
Out of me here?
Yeah, but don't worry, the government will still pay you 80% of whatever it was you were getting paid by us.
Well, I don't know what my Dave's going to say.
It was so funny, Barry, honestly. Kath, the fella that phoned in from the boat, and he was talking about... Then Angelos did a song about wrestlers. It was incredible.
Dave will have something to say about this.
Your Dave won't be allowed out because of the quarantine, mate. So he can't actually get me.
He'll give you a spank right on your bugle, mate.
Well, I will report it. First of all, he can't come within 2 metres of me because of social distancing.
Oh, yeah. And
secondly, if he does, I know karate now. I'm a karate man. And I'll kick the karate crap out of him.
Well, he done Wing Chun. He done a Wing Chun. He'll do a Wing Chun on you, mate.
Yeah, well, I know karateka black belt. Karateka. From my sensei. My sifu and my sensei have taught me in the dojo.
Well, my one will do a one slung low on you, my Dave will. He'll sling a slung on you, mate.
He'll do what, sorry?
He'll do a one kung fu sling slung on you, mate.
Okay, well, I'll get a cream of some young guy and throw it in his face.
Is it a Kabolikov? That's what he'll do on you, the Russian version. Illusion of Kabolikov, you, mate. He'll do a 100 hand spank. That's what he'll do on you, mate.
It all sounds very unpleasant, guys. Isn't there a more peaceful way to settle this?
There is, actually. I'm going to do the one finger wriggle. Right up his bumhole. The one finger wriggle, touch of death up his bumhole.
That is not... The Geneva Convention will not allow you to stick a digit anywhere near that. When he's going to bend you over and look straight into the new year and kick you right up there. He'll gooch you, mate. He'll gooch you.
I'm going to shank him.
I'll lamb shank you, mate. That's what I'll do.
I'm going to get his taint and I'm going to send it into post-coronavirus vaccine hell.
I'm going to get your plinky plonk and I'm going to turn it inside out.
Right, no. Right. No one's doing anything to anyone's plinky plonks.
I'm going to get his ding-dong dillies and I'm going to shove them in your mouth.
I'm a ding-dong a spangle, you, mate. A ding-dong a dangle. Inky pinky ponky, farmer bought a donkey. Donkey died, farmer cried, inky pinky ponky.
Milk, milk, lemonade, round the corner, chocolate's made.
Oh! Chinese, Japanese, what are these dirty knees, lumps of cheese?
Leave it, Ian. He ain't worth it.
Are you, Barry, can I ask you a serious question? Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
Are you a Benny tied to a tree?
No.
Oh, Benny on the loose! Kath, there's a Benny on the loose!
Are you a PLP?
I might be.
Oh, you're a public leaning lamppost. public. You're not a proper living person, the PLP.
Got you there.
I'm going to get my nunchuckers out, and I'm going to get your first eye, your second eye, your third eye, and your fourth eye.
I'm going to kick you in the brown eye, mate. That's what I'm going to do. Would you sleep with a stinky old... I don't want to say that. Would you take all your clothes off and go on television in the jungle in front of everyone for £1 million?
Yes.
Well, you're supposed to say no. I go, oh, you'd do it for free then, would you?
I'd do it for £1 million? Of course I would. I would pay my mortgage off and then some.
Okay, that was wrong of me.
Can't we reach a compromise? Can't we be friends? Friends? Do you know what? I forgot myself. Forget Angelos. That guy.
Forget
that guy. You can carry on being the Keep Your Spirits Up special guy.
Oh, thanks, guys. I see myself very much as the Arthur Askey of...
Yeah, I just checked my phone and he texted me saying he couldn't do it. So, yeah, could you still carry on doing it?
That's nice, isn't it? All right, I'll call off Dave. Yeah. He was going to bring his Wing Changers to clank you round the clankers. But he's
glad you managed to settle this like gentlemen, grown men.
If you can pull Dave off, that would be lovely. Thank you.
I will pull him off right now. Don't worry. Listen, I would just like to say it's been a joy being involved with this. And what a lovely review I got in the
For those who don't know, the wonderful Miranda Sawyer, who has championed this show above and beyond, wrote a really nice review about the show, right? And for some reason, I do not know how, the show is me and the show is Catherine and that's it. And you call, shut up. And the callers play a little part, right? But she mentioned Barry from Watford by name, saying his meditation was a beautiful moment. And I'm thinking,
howling. Because I'm funny. I'm keeping everyone's spirits up. I'm one of the leading ferns. And all I want to say is, fine, mate. That's fine, and I'm happy to help you out. you know, if the show was dying on its ass, then I've done it. And thank you. My pleasure. You know, dwindling in numbers, it's down, I've come and rescued it. And that's my pleasure. And thank you to the good people of The Guardian and The Observer for recognising that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Barry, it's nice to see that you're highbrow, because normally your calls are about willies and fannies and bones. And to get a little bit of highbrow from the biased left-wing media, then that must make you feel good.
Well, it does. It does.
And good. I'm glad it does.
I did have a gentleman who got in touch with me and said I was lewd and crude. Yep. I was all feeling really good, and then he wet on my chips, because almost immediately, you know, people are like, come in, I think you're lewd and crude. Please stop it, said.
Yeah. Well, maybe told him to piss off.
Yeah, I did.
Shove it up his jacksie.
Yeah, I did. I did. So I just want to thank everyone. I'm going to...
He's doing an acceptance speech. Yeah. He's doing a flipping acceptance speech, because he got mentioned in our review in The Guardian.
The wonderful Steve Wright, I've worked with him for a long time on radio, to all my agent, my lovely wife, Margaret, who incidentally is the most beautiful woman ever, my son, Dave, all right, he's a psychopath, I've got him off here, and my daughter, Michelle, looks on everything, she's got a lot going for her, and I just want to thank you all, and thank you for listening to me. And this is the sound of Ian Lee to take us to the news. And until next time, friends.
He's a cheeky old sod, isn't he?
Oh, what a What a knob. Let's take a break. This is Talk Radio. Talk Radio.